From the National Catholic Register, this is Register Radio, bringing light and clarity to the news and topics that affect your life.
So your exercise routine is good for your body, but how do you strengthen your soul? Well, this week on Register Radio, Dan Burke explores Catholic alternatives to yoga with Colleen Scariano of SoulCore and Sarah Morai of Pietra Fitness. Also, Dan takes you behind the scenes of EWTN's papal coverage with EWTN's Vice President of Programming and Production, Peter Gagnon. Welcome again to Register Radio. It's a co-production of EWTN and the National Catholic Register. I'm Tom Price, along with Dan Burke, Executive Director of the Register. Thanks for joining us. Our first guests are Colleen Scariano and Sarah Morai. Colleen Scariano is a wife and mother. While athletics have been a part of her life since she was very young, as an adult she was never able to stick with any one exercise routine for very long. She's going to talk today about SoulCore and her combination of the rosary and physical exercise, which showed her the path she needed to strengthen both body and soul. We're also joined today by Sarah Morai, the co-founder of Pietra Fitness. She is a promised member of the Third Order of the Apostles of the Interior Life. Sarah's professional training and experience are in education, art, dance, and interior design. Sarah's primary vocation is wife and mother of four beautiful children.
Well, Colleen and Sarah, I'm grateful to have you on because this is such a big issue in the church, in my opinion. As you both know, statistics reveal that folks don't go to yoga for spirituality, but often end up following the spirituality once they gain the perceived benefits of the flexibility and taking care of their bodies and that sort of thing. And so a lot of concerned Catholics have realized, you know, once they're in, that it's leading them down a problematic spiritual path, or there are concerned Catholics who are trying to keep others from going down that path. But the great news is that both SoulCore and Pietra Fitness are engaged with a completely different enterprise. Though you're committed to taking care of the body, you're both of your organizations are committed to doing that within the context of the magisterium, the teachings of the Catholic Church, and within, even more so, within Catholic spirituality. So I'm excited to have you with us on Register Radio. Why don't we start with Colleen for SoulCore, and tell our listeners a bit about SoulCore and what's the goal, and how do you achieve that goal in your program?
Well, again, thank you. SoulCore is a new contemporary movement that pairs the prayers of the Rosary with physical strengthening movements, and actually really body strengthening movements. And we take some influence from Pilates, but also isometric exercises as well. And through the course of the workout, you will pray the entire rosary, and there will be times, periods of rest, where we reflect on the mysteries of the rosary. And we really specifically pull out the fruits or virtues of each mystery of the rosary so we can reflect on how we pull that virtue from the example of Christ's life, or even the Blessed Mother's life in a few of the mysteries, and how we pull that and apply that in our own lives.
Now, a little bit about why you started SoulCore. What's the background? What inspired you all to bring this program to fruition?
Well, you know, the short story of the inspiration for SoulCore, really, that it was a fruit of truly of suffering. And the journey to SoulCore really has been a journey of suffering to healing and ultimately even to joy. And what happened was I had a tragedy that my mother died unexpectedly. And then just 2 months later, my father and my brother died in an accident together. So as you can imagine, that was a very tragic time for our family. And it really penetrated deep wounds in our hearts. And so at that time, I really began to turn to the rosary more, and I found so much comfort in that and became closer in my devotion to the Blessed Mother. And through that, through my praying of the rosary, I found so much healing along that journey. And as I was doing that, I also found, you know, that I needed some physical healing as well. And so I began running, and I began to combine the two, praying the rosary and running. And I found it just to be this beautiful time of prayer. And as a busy mom, I also found it to be a nice two-for-one. I prayed my rosary and also had, my physical exercise done for the day as well. And so from that experience and the encouragement of some other friends that I needed to add some core strengthening, an inspiration came to me that wouldn't it be neat to combine the prayers of the rosary with some core strengthening movement? And that's really where, and then I partnered with a very good friend of mine who had an expertise in fitness training, Pilates certification, and had a beautiful faith as well, and together we just kind of SoulCore really was created from that combination.
And so if someone was to come to your program, who do you ever, I mean, I'm curious, do you ever have any folks that are not Catholic join Soul Core?
We do. We do have folks that are not Catholic. And typically, many of those people will be invited by Catholics who have already come to Soul Core and experienced it. But we also have people who have found us through various social media or, you know, other media outlets where we've appeared, and they have an interest. Because the rosary, although people often think of it to be only a Catholic prayer, it's actually, you know, it's a very scriptural prayer, and really it's for anyone who desires interior peace and desires to grow in virtue. And it's a beautiful way to reflect on the life of Christ. And so what we found is those who have come that are not Catholic have really has opened their eyes to the beauty of the rosary, and then again, how our bodies are a vehicle to both experience God and also glorify God.
Now, from what I understand, there's different movements and exercises for each mystery of the rosary. How rigorous is the workout? Is this an aerobic thing or just a stretching thing or isometrics? How does it work?
It is a little bit more of isometrics. We would not consider it an aerobic workout. It is more based in isometrics and strengthening. And so we do, for each mystery, there is various workout. And like we do purposely for the sorrowful mysteries, those exercises, that workout is difficult, more difficult, so that we connect to, you know, the suffering of Christ. And then the luminous mysteries, let's say, for example, is lighter and a little more, has more stretching movements and is kind of a little bit more about opening ourselves up, you know, to receive the light of Christ and then to be a vehicle to allow the light of Christ to shine out. So we do intentionally vary the workouts based on the mysteries. But it will, in each case, so in each mystery, you would receive a full body workout. You know, we have arm series, we'll work legs, and then also the core.
Fascinating. This is Dan Burke with Register Radio, and we're with our friends from Soul Core and Pietro Fitness talking about a Catholic perspective on taking care of our bodies. It's a good time to have a show like this because it's Lent, of course, and we're concerned with mortification and self-discipline and that sort of thing. Why don't we hear a little bit about Pietro Fitness? Sarah, tell me a bit about how and what was the background behind your launching of Pietro?
Well, I've been a dancer throughout my life, and in a college dance class, our instructor basically introduced a series from yoga called the Sun Salutation to us as part of our stretching routine. And I'd always been wary of yoga just because I knew it was innately spiritual. And once she introduced that, I thought, well, gosh, this is just stretching. This is no big deal. And so another dancer friend of mine asked me to substitute for her for a yoga class that she taught at a gym. And I told her I didn't know what I was doing, and she said, oh, don't worry about it. It's just the stretches that you've done your whole life as a dancer. So I substituted for her, and then I started teaching my own classes, just like hers, at my own gym. And then I reached a point where I wanted to learn more, to be able to bring more to my students. So I went to a studio, just on one visit in particular, where I went in there, and that's where I saw the spiritual stuff that I was, as a practicing Catholic, not at all comfortable with. There were images of various deities on the walls. We were being told to empty our minds, which, you know, I know God communicates to us, you know, constantly and always if we are quiet enough to listen. And so there were just certain moments in that class where I felt that people were very vulnerable spiritually, and I began to discern that even though I did not include these spiritual elements in my class, by calling it yoga and telling people how good this was for them, for their body, that I was actually sending people, perhaps, to the door of the very studio that I felt so uncomfortable in. And so I stopped teaching what I called yoga in the gym, and was sad to leave behind the stretching and strengthening, and then just felt called through meeting Karen as well to develop this alternative to yoga.
You know, something you said I really appreciate. You said that you realized that though you weren't connected with the spirituality, you had concerns, and that even just calling it yoga was problematic. And, you know, Scripture, I think it's Romans 14, talks about not doing anything that would cause your brother to stumble. And I think that for me, and I have studied this topic quite in depth, the best argument in my mind that kind of stays away from areas that you could argue about is that we understand this thing called gateway drugs, where you have people who might get involved in what might be considered as milder or less damaging drugs. And I won't give examples, but there oftentimes those are called gateway drugs because they soften up your sensibilities. They get you hanging out with people who do things a little more hardcore. And, you know, it's a much smaller step from that gateway drug to then a more damaging drug. And I see yoga that way. Regardless of whether we believe the stretches bring deities, you know, to bear on the soul, and I'm not saying that's unimportant, but just from a practical standpoint, what you saw, I see the same thing. Why even get anywhere near this? I mean, the Catholic Church has the best, the fullness of truth, as Nostra Aetate says, even though we appreciate other religions and the truths that are in them. And so why wouldn't we, with this fullness of truth, with this understanding of prayer that is so deep and rich, then join that with exercise and the taking care of our bodies, being good stewards, the mortification of our bodies to strengthen our will? Why wouldn't we take up this program? And I think you at Pietra have done a fantastic job. Tell us a bit about the program and kind of practically what it looks like.
Well, we did a lot of research after being called to make it specifically Catholic as opposed to just generally Christian. We went to our archbishops and said, you know, can we call it Catholic? Do we have your permission to proceed? And they said we did. And so we started researching a couple different church documents on Christian prayer and what it looks like and what it's defined as. And then we started to incorporate that into our workouts. So we start class with intercessions from the participants. Our opening prayer glorifies God, asks him to be with us, invites him into the class. And we have a period where we focus on breathing, which has been shown to be so good for your body and your mind, just to relax. And that period of our class is a time for gratefulness. And then we've integrated throughout the exercises themselves. We'll stop and we will get into a bodily prayer posture that traditionally has been used by the saints to involve our whole body in the prayer. And then we'll repeat one of the psalms briefly, just like one short line from a psalm, and direct it to God. One of the Catholic treasures that we use during class is the San Damiano cross. We have a blessed crucifix in front of every class, which was advised by a priest, and we appreciate that so much. And we chose the San Damiano cross because from that cross is where St. Francis received his commission to go and rebuild the church. And we believe the body is a temple of the Holy Spirit and that God wants to restore us. And so during these times of bodily prayer, we focus on Christ and we focus on the cross. And then another thing we really love about Pietra Fitness is that St. Paul exhorts us to focus on the good, the true. And so rather than emptying our minds and just trying to relax our minds, we're trying to concentrate and to grow our mind on something spiritually good, such as courage, love, joy. And each class has a topic and there's scripture to go with it. And then at the end of class, there's a period where we read a meditation from the saints, sometimes from famous Catholic authors, and we'll read it, and then we just have a quiet time where people relax at the end of class and pray, and we invite the Holy Spirit to come and really listen as God speaks to our hearts on what he's asking us to do in that particular area of our life to grow in virtue. We thank God at the end of the workout and try to take our resolution with us.
So Colleen and Sarah, I'm so grateful that SoulCore and Pietra Fitness are out there. Our listeners can go to ncregister.com to find out more, to get links to your great programs. And I hope that some may even take up these practices during Lent and continue them well beyond that time. Thank you for all you do for the church.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank
you, too.
When we return, have you ever wondered how EWTN gets all of the Pope's special events actually on the air? Well, we'll pull the curtain back in about 60 seconds. This is Register Radio on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. More in a moment.
I'm Brian Patrick, and here at EWTN News Nightly, we're very much aware our world is changing rapidly. The news can be so troubling, but it helps to get it in the context of Catholic teaching. That's why I encourage you to watch EWTN News Nightly and to subscribe to the print edition of the National Catholic Register. Always faithful, in-depth coverage of crucial issues like religious freedom, the sanctity of all human life, traditional marriage, and Pope Francis, his travels, his powerful homilies, and great features like one of my favorites on St. Joseph, Provider and Protector. Subscribe to the print edition of the National Catholic Register and watch EWTN News Nightly, the perfect combination for faithful Catholics who want the news, who want the truth.
For a free 3-issue trial of the National Catholic Register, go to EWTN.com and click on the banner for the Register. Or call 800-421-3230 for your 3 free issues.
Let's return to Register Radio on EWTN.
And welcome back. Along with Dan Burke, I'm Tom Price. Our next guest, Peter Gagnon, is EWTN's Vice President of Programming and Production. Peter manages EWTN's program scheduling, promotion, and production activities. He also works with EWTN's Washington, D.C.-based news operations. Peter has worked here at EWTN for over two decades, and today he'll be talking with Dan about EWTN's past papal coverage and what's coming up.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Peter, as the Vice President of Programming and Production, you see just about everything that happens at EWTN, which has got to be an exciting seat, an exciting view of what happens here. And I wanted to bring you on Register Radio today to talk a bit about what's happening at EWTN. Of course, we'd like to share with our listeners the coverage of the World Meeting of Families. But I wanted to begin with a little background. I think that even those familiar with EWTN often don't know the breadth and depth of what happens here, how much we do. You know, I worked for one of the most prominent evangelical organizations focused on the family on and off for about 20 years. And I saw it raised to a $150 million organization worldwide. And I can say that one of the most amazing things that I've experienced here at EWTN since being here since 2011 is that, and it's no slight on Focus. They're great folks and a great, you know, they do great work. But what we do with, you know, something like a quarter of the revenue that they develop, we reach exponentially more people with more content and thereby, you know, allow the work of God to change more lives, I think. And not that it's a competition, but I think it's notable how much we do for how much on the donation side that comes in. So I wanted you to join us today on Register Radio and just give us a peek into what's going on at EWTN and the broad range of coverage and the great gift, the many gifts we provide to those who are looking to deepen their faith.
Sure, sure. Well, we, as you say, we do, actually we do quite a lot through God's grace, but not only with the limited budget compared to other organizations, but the limited manpower even. A lot of times we'll get people saying, oh, can you do this and that, like that what NBC does on the Olympics or CNN, and they don't realize how many people it takes for them to even put on like a Today show or something like that, where, you know, they would have the whole production department just for that one show. But we are blessed with dedicated, talented people who are really who do a lot of work and who are good at what they do and are doing it for God's glory and for the kingdom and the spread of His church. And so, you know, there's a mix. Some people think, you know, every Vatican event that we're there with our cameramen. No, we're not. But we are still covering every event. We still are in our control room with directors, producers. We have to still do the graphics. We have still all that. So just papal events.
Yeah.
Last year, we did 144 different papal events.
That's absolutely amazing.
And then in addition to that, we did 158 additional other live special events. That's not our EWTN live show. That's whether it's covering a bishop's installation or whether it's the March for Life, Walk for Life, or in Ottawa covering that walk. This year we did the LA Walk for Life. So these are just, and these are literally throughout the country, throughout the world, we cover these events. And we've expanded that with even papal events where we actually have started sending our crews. Part of our News Nightly crew, Alan Holdren from Rome. We had Susie Pinto and Paul Farfield go to the Philippines.
Right.
They went to Korea when the Pope went there. So we're on the papal plane.
And the recent March for Life, I think it's worth covering.
Yeah.
We're talking about in that when we think of what the impact of EWTN has relative to news and that kind of coverage that you gave to the March for Life, there's so much distortion in the media about, you know, there's always this understated numbers of how many show up. But the beauty of it is that EWTN is there with the cameras.
Well, that's what, and nobody else is.
Right.
You know, you'll get blurbs here and there. And, I love the headlines, you know, hundreds march or thousands. Some of them are generous. They say thousands when it's literally hundreds of thousands of people. And you can see by our coverage, and we really try to do that by having lots of cameras available for people to see the throngs of crowds of people who are out there defending life, to say people do care, and young people, so many young people out there too. So that's what EWTN tries to show and present. In a, for example, Walk for Life, their first year they had about 5,000 people attend.
And the Walk for Life is
San Francisco.
Right,
San Francisco. So the West Coast Walk for Life, or Walk for Life West Coast. And we were there from day one, and they said, it is a big part of EWTN's coverage that made awareness of it. So now there are over 50,000 people on the West Coast attending that. So, and I think it also has led for other cities to say, hey, we can do that too. We see what goes on. We watch it on EWTN. We're going to do one too. So Chicago had one. LA had one. Internationally, Rome started having their first events, March for Life events. So and a lot of people did say, yes, it's from watching it on EWTN, seeing that we can do this too. We can stand up for life as well.
It's absolutely amazing. This is Dan Burke with Register Radio. We're with Peter Gagnon today, he's Vice President of Programming Production, talking about the impact of EWTN. Of course, we're so delighted to see Mother Angelica's vision carried out in the news realm. Mm-hmm. And we've added EWTN News Nightly. Of course, recently, Catholic News Agency has joined. We came on, the Register came on in 2011. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with EWTN News Nightly, which is an important new advancement in the mission of EWTN.
Sure. Well, with Brian Patrick and his team, we've expanded. So we went to five nights a week with that program. And one big aspect is that we've expanded our White House presence with Susan LaFranchi there. We have a dedicated space on the front lawn of the White House so we can really be a true presence in the media, in a Catholic presence there. So, you know,
and a truthful presence.
Exactly. To present what does the church say on these and what is the true church teaching when these events happen in the world. And when anybody watches that program, you are seeing the events that happen that all the other news agencies are covering. So we're not skipping out major events. We're covering all the events. What is the Catholic perspective? And how should I look at what is happening in the world? What is happening with ISIS? And what's the church's view on that? So and having a presence in the White House is very important. In expanding News Nightly, we for the first time, we had some of the reporters involved with our March for Life coverage because this is a huge news event. When you
it
have
is.
400 plus thousand people descending on Washington and no other news media covers that, this is a news event.
By the way, including Fox News, which was interesting.
Which is, yeah.
They tend to be a little more friendly, and we still didn't get the coverage. It's really such a delight to be a part of this. I mean, we're tooting our own horns here, in a sense, or I'm trying to give a forum for EWTN to do that.
Sure.
But really, if folks are trying to understand the events of the day through the lens of the Magisterium of the Church and to understand what's really going on, the truth about what the Pope said, there is no corner of the Catholic world that's important that we are not covering through National Catholic Register, Catholic News Agency, EWTN News Nightly. I mean, really, if you want to know what's going on, you got to look here. And so let's talk a little bit about probably one of the most important or maybe the most important event in the Catholic world this year, which is the World Meeting of Families. Tell us about what you guys are going to be doing for that.
Well, we've already had several meetings. I've been up to Philadelphia a couple of times to meet with the people there, to look at the venue at the convention center. And World Meeting of Families, which maybe a lot of listeners aren't aware of, you know, happened several years at a different city. And there's a week of catechesis leading up to when the Holy Father actually arrives. So there's incredible Catholic speakers literally from around the world. They have events in a symposium area for young people and children. And so EWTN is going to kind of basically move to Philadelphia for those days. We're going to bring a large group from our production. You know, the Register will be there, radio. It'll be English and Spanish. We'll have some sort of German presence. Need to figure that out because we do have a, 24-hour German channel as well. But English radio, Spanish radio, English television, Spanish television will be present on location, showing some of the keynote speakers. We'll present those on the air. But we'll also be interviewing a lot of the speakers. The attendees will be giving perspective on what does it mean to be the family, fully alive, their thing. So in the meantime, we've been, trying to promote the event via Jim and Joy's show, At Home with Jim and Joy, and kind of highlight some of the latest steps that they're doing at the World Meeting. It's quite an endeavor for them. And so we'll be on location doing that. And in addition to that, we have the Holy Father going to New York and Washington before he even goes to Philly. So we'll have, our News Nightly team will be on top of that. Raven Roya with the World Over will be involved in the coverage of the Holy Father as well. So all of that combined is really going to be wall-to-wall coverage of the Holy Father and the World Meeting of Families.
And you're doing that with your 1,000 employees and huge budget, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, we're probably going to be bringing you know, 30 to 40 people. That includes all areas,
right,
which isn't very big, a large amount of people, but it does add up, you know, when you have to have the hotel rooms and all of that.
And all the equipment shipped out there. And
exactly.
All the setup.
Correct. Technically, there's a lot to it with the cameras. And then also, we still have to have the crew here in Birmingham because they take the signal in, they add the graphics. There's producers and directors here, graphics people. So there's on both English and Spanish, you know, both channels full time. So there's it really is a huge endeavor.
About what will that cost us to do all of that work?
We're looking to upwards of $1 million to really do full coverage in all our different languages. You know, a lot of times you kind of have to estimate and you know, we don't have the, oh, there's $1 million sitting aside. Let's, you know, where, you know, as Mother always did, depend upon divine providence and the generosity of our viewers, because this is an important event in the life of the church.
Oh, it absolutely,
you know,
is.
Because the family is under attack today. And we have to stand up and give the truth of what the family truly is and present that and help people who are going to be watching, who can't attend, who really would love to go to Philadelphia, but they just can't. So EWTN is going to bring Philadelphia to them.
This is one of the pinnacle points of my working life, even though I've been in nonprofit for a long time and been involved with some great things, is really working at EWTN. Because as you say, there's so many who wouldn't have access to the things that we present, the truths, the teaching, these papal events without EWTN. And we really need the help of our listeners. 100% of what we do, and particularly in these events, is purely based on the donations that we receive. So we hope our listeners will pray for this great work that you and the team and all the employees of EWTN do. And as Mother said, always, you know, keep us between your...
Gas and electric bill.
Gas and electric bill. You got to have that memorized. You've been here for 22 years. That's...
Yes. And we are very appreciative and thankful for all our viewers who do send us their donations and who pray for us and pray for the work we do, because we really rely on that.
Great, Peter. Thanks for being with us on Register Radio, and thanks for all you do for the kingdom.
Thank you, Dan.
Don't forget, you can listen to our show again by going to ncregister.com. Look for the microphone to listen or download the show. Thanks again for joining us this time on Register Radio. For our producer, Elena Rodriguez, Dan, and all of us at the Register and here at EWTN, I'm Tom Price. See you next week.
For more information about the National Catholic Register and about Register Radio, go to ncregister.com. Podcasts of Register Radio are posted on ncregister.com and on ewtn.com. Join us next week at this time for Register Radio on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.